Company leaders are preparing to reopen offices closed to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. But they are also considering major changes to the workplace environment to keep employees safe. Many companies will be deploying devices aimed at recording workers' body temperatures and providing personal cleaning products when employees return. But that is just a start. Some businesses are considering complete office redesigns to reduce the risk of a second wave of infections. Long lines of seated workspaces may be replaced with individual employee areas surrounded by plastic and glass barriers. Davide Sala is the head of human resources for the Italian tire company Pirelli. As he prepares to return thousands of workers to offices across Italy, Sala is looking at how the company brought back employees in China. China is ahead of most of the world in lifting restrictions ordered to slow the spread of the virus. Pirelli is one of many multinational companies able to test its return-to-work measures there. New measures in Italy will include temperature readings for workers, face coverings, and more space between workstations. "We're going to use the China model elsewhere," Sala told the Reuters news agency. "There will be more space for staff, fewer people in rooms, and the layout of the offices will have to change." Sala says the company is considering using some staircases as entrances or exits only, and limiting elevator use to one person per ride. Other changes could include different lunch times for workers and having people still work from home. But Sala said the real break with the past will be the redesign of offices. How extreme and permanent those changes are is not yet known. Scientists are still attempting to fully understand the virus, and drug companies are working to find a vaccine. But plans created by some major international companies suggest a traditional 8-hour workday in a crowded building will not be continuing. For the world's biggest advertising company, WPP, workers will return slowly and on a voluntary basis, Chief Executive Mark Reed told Reuters. "What we can say is that more people will be working from home in the future, and I think we can say we'll still have offices," he said. Almost all of WPP's 107,000 employees have been working from home since mid-March. In China, WPP slowly brought back its 7,000 workers to 50 offices over the past 2 months after a 4-week shutdown. Rupert Forster is the managing director of operations in China for British-based employment agency Page Group. He said the company has set aside one entrance at offices in China where workers line up each day for temperature tests and to collect a face covering. The company is also urging people to bring their own lunch to avoid busy shared areas, and is reducing large group meetings. A spokesperson for British business services group Rentokil Initial said that since reopening its 7 main offices in China last month, employees only work in the office 4 to 5 hours a day. The company has also redesigned seating plans to make sure there is an empty seat between each workstation. In some cases, companies are proposing the use of plexiglass or other barriers between workstations to provide additional protection. But experts say for workers used to open floor plans, sanitizing office life, and increasing work-from-home hours could limit the sharing of ideas and weaken company culture. Hauke Engel, with American-based management advising company McKinsey & Company, warned that such changes could limit employee creativity. Some companies are seeking short-term fixes to get through the next few months. But Engel noted that many companies are resistant to invest a lot of money in changes to deal with a problem that may not be long-term. But others are preparing to make major building and office changes in an effort to create workplaces that can still operate during any future health threat. I'm Pete Mustoe.